131 number meaning. Here we go. It's an angel number, apparently.
Oh.
Every number we have is an angel number.
It's an angel number.
We're bringing you leadership, something else, and we're bringing it with energy. 131, here we go.
Here we go. Do you know what? Do you know what was good about that?
What?
You pushed that button like a leader.
Yeah, I'm with energy.
I'm with energy. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, like this dude knows how to run podcasts.
Well, Chris, the angel numbers are there to guide me, and they said leadership and energy, and I acted on that.
Yeah.
And that's why it works.
Do you believe in like the symbolism of like numbers and letters and stuff? Like,
not really.
No.
But I believe that they can have an effect if you believe in them.
Yeah.
So if you're like energy, it's like leadership, really. And then I do feel good about myself because you said you did that with
Would
energy.
Would you play the same numbers in the lotto?
I don't play the lotto. So
if you did.
No, I don't think I would.
Do you not play the lotto?
No.
Do you not believe in it?
I believe in it.
I know you believe it's a thing.
It exists.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, I've never seen it. Don't believe nothing. I don't, can't say, nope. No, I don't bother.
No.
But, more so because like you have to go to a shop and...
Well, you can play it online.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that what all the cool kids are doing it these days?
Statistically, you're more likely to win online.
Wow.
And through a lucky dip.
I remember you saying that to me years ago, mm-hmm. Lucky Dip, and that was my answer. So I would just do Lucky Dip.
Oh, so would I, because it'd be like me to play the same numbers over and over again, and then I'd miss a week.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. That week, my numbers would come up.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And you don't want to live yourself if that happens.
I'd lose like 100 million.
Well, yeah, but you never had it, like. But you would lose it, but it would feel like.
Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah, you'd be sick of yourself.
I would forever be known as the guy who nearly won 100.
forever known who almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
What about that? That's going on in the news this week.
Is
Johnny
it,
yeah. Depp and Amber Heard's big trial,
is that happening now?
Yeah. Oh, the God. Defamation trial or whatever that is. Yeah,
I don't know which
Amber Heard is. She showed up with her girlfriend, apparently she's
bisexual.
Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yeah,
and all I know about Amber Heard is that
she beat up Johnny Depp
and then nothing happened, and then he like verbally abused her, and he got fired from all his from Harry Potter.
And now it's exactly.
And is he defaming her? Or is she defaming him?
He's basically just defending himself. He's just saying that none of this is complete bullshit.
Aye, so he's saying she's defamated him.
Yes, defecated on her. That's what's going on.
Hey, whatever happens in the bedroom, we're not going there.
That's Hollywood, though. Hollywood's fucking mental. Oh, and we're going to talk. We are just talk about Hollywood, about what happened in Hollywood.
I mean,
I know we're like a week late, and the dollar short, bloody late, like, whatever.
But yeah, like the whole Will Smith,
God,
Chris Rock fiasco.
He's such an asshole.
Will Smith?
Yeah. I never like Will Smith, dude. Like,
he's very. It does come off awful ignorant, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm just gonna. Yeah, and he sat back down and just.
Like we'll a smug bastard. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, he's a cock.
I don't know. I seen it on him, and I was like, yeah, he definitely lost his cool there.
Yeah.
You could see he was like, I don't know, he felt like a bit like a kid who just like, I'm fucking angry.
Yeah, I'm angry.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Bang. And I'm sitting here.
But the point is he didn't do it immediately. He only did it when he seen her reaction. He laughed at the fucking chick.
Yeah, I know. It's funny like
the
way it went.
Dog home. Yeah, that's it. He laughed at the joke and then sat back down.
Because apparently Chris Rock didn't know that she has alopecia or whatever. And that's why she shaves her head.
Yeah.
So probably wouldn't have made that joke on the night.
No.
In front of her, if he knew that.
If he knew.
Well, I think that makes sense.
But listen, hang on.
I'm
sorry, but like.
That's not a bad
You know if you're going to the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to sit in the front row. You know that there's always a comedian or whoever it is who's hosting the Oscars. It is their job to rip the shit out of you.
Exactly.
In any way they can. Exactly. Look at Ricky Gervais for years.
Oh, exactly.
He has said way worse. Mm-hmm. Did anybody react? No.
No. Because they know like that's part of the job.
I genuinely think Will Smith is just on a super slippy slope. Like he has been for a while.
Lad. I feel kind of bad for him.
Do you?
Because the thing that kind of came out of all this is like, have you seen like what their relationship is like?
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Like they're like an open relationship.
Never wanted
like
to get married, and didn't she cheat on him? And then he took her back,
and then they went on her talk show and talked about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and it was so cringe and so awkward.
He did not want to do that shit.
Like, no man.
Yeah,
and he's like happy to be in. Oh, I don't understand.
But he was the big man who could step up and smack him.
But see, that's his ego. Yeah,
yeah,
that's his ego.
But why didn't he just walk? Why didn't he just leave her? I know you can't, but... Well, maybe you can. I know.
Apparently they're Scientologists as well.
Oh,
or they're linked in with it, you know what I mean?
It's all going horribly wrong.
When your ego's that big, I think like, you're just whatever. I'm a god, basically.
We're going to cover Scientology at one point, because it's just a fucking mountain of fuckery right there.
Oh, man, like, there's so much.
It's so bad, isn't
it? It feels like...
You want to talk about it like it's past tense.
Yeah.
Like this happened. Isn't that crazy? I remember like Jonestown and all that shit happened.
That's right.
I'm not listen to Scientology. I'm not saying you're a cult. All right. Don't fucking, I don't know what you do, but
don't be coming at me like,
don't be coming at me. But like, you know, like Scientology is just, it's happening. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, it's still it's here. Going
like,
on.
There's a one in Dublin. There's a church in Dublin.
Is there?
There's schools. They send out like informational pamphlets and books and stuff.
One in Dublin.
Yeah. There's a church in Dublin.
No way.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's I didn't think it was that close
global.
To us.
Yeah. Yeah. Global. Like.
I kind of like to go and see what, what they're talking about.
I'm pretty
about,
sure. Like. I don't know if it happened in Belfast or Dublin, but they were sending out like pamphlets or something like that. And it was talking about regular stuff.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe like science for kids, something like that. Basic stuff. But it was all sponsored by the Scientology group.
I don't know enough of Scientology to...
Neither do I. Yeah. All I know is that they believe that, what do you call him, is like basically a god, that who? Author. God, what's his name? He's like Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay, yeah.
So he wrote the thesis of Scientology. In like the 60s.
Where did he pull that from?
Right out of his ass. I can only imagine. Oh my God.
Yeah, he did.
But
didn't Tom Cruise become like the big advocate for Scientology?
Yeah.
Was he one of the first?
I don't know. Probably not. I'd say he's one of the big, maybe the first, like, I always think like when Scientologists get someone, it's like, they're the face. But yeah. They're not pulling the strings. Like, they're just being told what to say and when. Yeah. And now because Tom Cruise kind of got a lot of flack because he went insane for a couple of years there.
Yeah.
And he probably still is insane.
Remember he jumped on the couch?
Yeah.
Maybe he was poisoned.
Remember that?
I mean, maybe he just was in love with Katie Holmes and he wanted to declare it. Maybe. Jumping on a couch.
Well, she
Oprah,
left,
wasn't
it?
she left, surely, yeah.
But yeah, like, I think that... I think they've got like their grips on him or whatever. And he's drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak.
Isn't there mad theories about him though, that he's like a clone and like he's like not a real person and stuff.
The way he behaves like on like chat shows is so like,
I love him. I love him.
I really like
shows.
Him like, as an actor. And Mission Impossible movies.
And I love he does all the stunts and he's batshit crazy.
I love watching him.
But
I'll
maybe
see any
because
Tom
he doesn't
Cruise
care if he dies because he's not real.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's seven more of them.
That's so weird, dude.
But the way he behaves, like, he's always smiling. He never gets angry. Like, he would never slap someone at the Oscars, no matter how angry he was.
He's too small.
No, but this man could fucking like, he'd just like jump up, he'd climb over the ceiling with his wee fucking gecko thing.
And here, isn't it a good thing, I guess, in a way, that Will Smith held back and didn't punch Chris Rock?
Yeah.
He slapped him. Chris Rock's tiny.
Yeah. Tuck it well, though.
Oh, tuck it very well. I think Chris Rock is the hero of the Oscars.
Well, yeah. He definitely comes out looking better. But it's weird that, do you think he knew that I can't get away with a punch, but I can probably slam?
I think, yeah, he held him.
He had a bit of thought process there.
Yeah, he had some restraints.
If he punched him, that would have been so funny.
I think he'd kill him.
Fuck off. He would not kill him.
Will Smith's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
And Chris Rock's a small dude.
He played Ali. He's not actually Ali, right?
I don't know. He'd give him a right. I don't know. He'd floor him, for sure.
Oh, he'd floor him.
But I just don't understand why he wasn't, like, apprehended. Because that's assault. Doesn't matter. Even if you slapped him, that's fucking
apparently
assault.
Chris Rock said, no, I'm not
pressing charges. Pressing charges.
So that's why he didn't get apprehended.
Because I think Chris Rock would have come off the bad guy if he pressed charges.
Exactly. Because a lot of people defend Will Smith. They're like, oh, he's standing up for his woman, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, I kind of get that too. But like, he did overreact.
Do you think if Ricky Gervais had said it, would he have got up and slapped Ricky Gervais?
No. Do you want to know why though?
Because of the spat they had back in like 2016 or something?
Was that right? I don't even know. All I know, if Ricky Gervais had said it, he would have said it way worse.
Yeah.
And a slap wouldn't have been justified.
Yeah, true.
Will Smith, if he was going to get up, he was going to have to kill him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ricky Gervais would have been, and here's the other thing, he would have been absolutely destroying left, right, and center.
Yeah.
So like, Will Smith gets up and slaps somebody for a joke, and it's like, he just fucking...
Yeah, true.
Annihilated this guy for like being a pedophile or some shit, like, you know?
Yeah, that's very true, actually. I didn't think of it like that.
Because Chris Rock was being pretty tame.
Yes.
Which was ultimately his undoing.
But also, Will Smith wouldn't have got up if it was The Rock who had said that.
Nah.
If it had been Jason Momoa said that, he wouldn't have got up.
Yeah.
If it had been Henry Cavill.
I want to find a balance. Someone who like could take on Will Smith.
I think Henry Cavill's a pretty good bet.
Yeah, but no, he wouldn't smack Henry Cavill.
No, that's what I mean. No.
But I want to know, who would Will Smith challenge? but would take him on.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Yeah,
celebrity matchup. So Chris Rock, I mean, like, Chris Rock in a fight, I don't think would be any good.
No.
He took that slap, well, I give him credit for
that. Call the other dude? Kevin Hart?
Is he not, like...
He's tiny as well.
I imagine...
But he's a good fighter, I think.
All I imagine is Will Smith slapping him and him just sliding across the stage.
See, that's what I pictured with Chris Rock.
No, yeah, he took it like a like
He
a
did,
bro.
He took it well.
No, I haven't a clue, hey.
I don't... Yeah.
I loved it.
Benedict Cumberbatch. That's who would have taken and fought back.
Nah.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd fight back?
Oh, yeah. Isn't Benedict Cumberbatch British?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
He'll the Brits, back. They love a good fight, they love a good fight. Love a good scrap.
Yeah, put him up, old pal.
Oh, jolly good then, sir. No, I can't. I don't even. Nah, it wouldn't have been Cumberbatch, Chris. That's an unrelated wire. Chris just found a wire. He's plugging it in.
I was wondering where my headphone wire came out of.
Yeah. No, I don't think Cumberbatch would have been a good matchup at all.
Cumberbatch is
Paul Dano.
Oh, Jesus. Paul Dano's a weirdo, dude.
Paul Dano would get slapped and he'd just go back more.
Yeah. Yeah, more. He'd take it. He's a, oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah.
He's a weird guy.
He played the Riddler.
He plays weird guys in front of. I don't know if he's actually weird. I'd say he's pretty weird. Robert Pattinson. That's the winner. That's the one.
Sam Worthington. That is him?
Who's? Yeah, he's an Avatar guy. Yeah. Yeah. He'd fuck him up.
Yeah.
Is he Australian? Sam Worthington. No.
Might be.
He'd fuck him up.
What about, say, Chris Pine? No, not Chris Pine. Chris Evans.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good fight.
Yeah. But Chris Hemsworth?
Here's the problem. None of those Chris's, none of them would make that joke.
No, but they wouldn't rise to it either.
No, they wouldn't.
They're sound guys.
They're sound people. Yeah. Maybe they're not Chris. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're clones.
Jeepers.
I would be interested to see...
Like you said,
yeah,
I
no,
like
you're right. I don't think any of them would rise to it. I'm trying to think of someone else who would like not
be a bit hot headed.
Yeah, couldn't take that kind of like stuff.
Samuel L.
Nah, he's been in the business too long.
Yeah,
he
knows how the Nick Cage.
The Nick Cage, I don't know. Oh fuck, I love it. Is he giving out? Bastard. Is he giving it out or is he taking the insult? Because he can make a lot of jokes about himself. Nick Cage.
No, he's giving out the insults.
If he insulted Nick Cage's wife, and not Nick, Nick Cage insults Nick Cage's wife. He insulted Will Smith's wife, and Will Smith gets up to slap him.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah.
And I want to see him as
Cameron Poe.
Cameron Poe from Con Air walks out on stage and gives that insult.
With the long hair, and the wife beater.
Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see that fight.
Okay, there we go. Let's make that happen.
Okay, there we go. Hollywood, get on that.
That's a film I'd watch, dude.
That is a film I'd watch.
DiCaprio.
Nah.
Nah, he's not a scrapper, dude.
He's not. He's a lover, not a fighter.
He is. God love him. God love him.
Oh, Christ. He took a bit of grief in that same segment, didn't he? He took a joke.
Oh, yeah, but he always takes jokes about his girlfriend because she's like 18. He's like fucking 50.
That's weird.
Okay, she's like 22, but still.
Have you ever seen like, the graph? It's like it goes... Never above 30.
Yeah.
It's like...
I tell you who'd fight. And I tell you who'd win. McConaughey. He's a fucking scrapper. 100%, dude. Oh, he is a scrapper. He was brought up to scrap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you go.
He's a scrapping boy.
Yeah.
Where's he from? Texas?
Mm.
Louisiana? I don't know. Somewhere southern. Yeah. That's wild.
There you go.
I know, yeah, we're 2 weeks late on that, but we give our two cents.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
She'd fight back.
Did she get... What was she... Give it off.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like Rebel Wilson.
You don't like Rebel Wilson?
No, I don't like Rebel Wilson. And
no, she made a comment about this or about like getting abused as a celebrity. I think because she used to be fat.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, guys, like, come on. How many times have they taken the piss out of me being fat?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to. You're a celebrity for fuck's sake.
Exactly. And you're in the, yeah.
Because like, you think about it, like, particularly for like her.
Yeah,
fat jokes would probably just left, right, and center.
Oh, 100%. It was the same with what do you call her, Melissa McCartney?
Yeah,
whatever you call her. Yeah, same with her. She got fucking riddled with fat jokes.
You shouldn't have to endure that.
But I think that's why she became the person she is. She just kind of lent into that.
Well, that's it. Like you have to have that. That's why she's got that personality. It's like because she's I can take the fucking joke.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking comedian. I understand. Yeah. That's the point.
God, it was mad, wasn't it? Like
it's so
just mental, like.
Have you heard like the conspiracy theorist that it was all staged? It was all planned.
I did hear that. Yeah, for a bit of buzz around the Oscars.
Because the Oscars
was fucking shit.
It was dying,
wasn't it?
Dying of death.
That was it. That was probably the worst. Like, was it you that said to me? No, it was somebody. I think it might have been me and man Gavin said to me. I was talking to him shortly after, and he goes, What did well at the Oscars, or what were the big movies? And I was like,
couldn't tell you.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
I know Will Smith won one.
Yeah, for Richard, for King Richard. For King Richard. That felt like he won it because...
No, because it's already done.
And you're telling me that they're not being told backstage, whatever it says, you call it King Richard.
No, it's on the card. Because remember this...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what if he opens the card and it says Benedict Cumberbatch, but he's already been told, whoever's presenting it has been told when he walks out, it's like, you call out Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yeah. Nah. It's fucking politics in that place, man.
Well, it is, that's true. But no, I think, because remember what happened with Moonlight a couple of years ago?
What was that?
It won like Best Film.
Is that whenever they call out the wrong...
They call it the wrong one. Because people were like, if the Oscars is rigged like that, why did they say the wrong name? And correct it. It's like, yeah, they probably do it ahead of time. It's hilarious. Apparently, I was reading about, you know, Marissa Tomei?
Who's that?
Aunt May in the new Spider-Man
films. Oh, yeah.
She won an Oscar like years ago for a brilliant film called My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Joe Pesci. Yeah.
And apparently there was rumors that the guy who called out that she was Best Supporting Actress just got the name wrong, just picked the wrong name.
No.
And because it was so awkward, no one corrected it and just let her win the Oscar.
No way.
But apparently that's not true. Well, I mean, we can't really validate it now.
I seen her in something recently as well.
She's great.
And I was like, where do I know her? But I couldn't see her then. Whenever I realized that it was... when she was Aunt May, I couldn't see her then as anything else other than Aunt May.
Yeah,
Fucking
Oscars are dying.
They're dying at death, dude.
But
hopefully we get one more year so Nick Cage can win another one. Has he won one?
I think he's won one, yeah.
Academy. Yeah, he has, yeah, he has.
I'm pretty sure he's won one or two.
Leaving Las Vegas, maybe.
Yeah.
And something else, maybe, on top of that.
He's a great guy. I love him.
Super.
I want to see him back at the Oscars, Chris.
So do I. He should have won one for Pig.
Yeah.
Have you watched Pig?
No, I haven't. No. But I've heard the many great things that have been said about it.
Yeah, I was going to do a list, but we're already well into this episode. So let's just scrap that. It's Easter Sunday, though.
It is Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter. Yeah, it's a great day.
Doesn't feel like Easter,
doesn't it?
Not really. It's a wet kind of like miserable kind of day.
Do you picture Easter to be spring
sunny? Like not
the
sunny.
TV we have here.
Yeah, like you know, bright greens. You know, the slightly lower sun. The kind of golden sheen.
Bunnies in the grass.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. All the animals.
Yeah, I get that. It's not. It's dreary. It's
not like that.
Miserable. Yesterday was a lovely day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have podcast yesterday.
We would have been a lot more upbeat. But thankfully, it's episode 131, so we have energy.
We do.
And we have leadership.
Leadership.
From the numbers.
From you.
Yeah.
It's good leadership.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk a little bit about news and Nick Cage and that kind of stuff? Because I know we're already like 6 days away from Nick Cage's movie hitting us here.
The next big thing.
The big thing.
The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Before we talk about Nick Cage, let's bring Nick Cage in, how he should be brought in with Cage and the Beast.
Oh. Beautiful. You can imagine him making the noises. Which is why it works so well.
It does. I believe he makes that noise.
He does, yeah.
Did you see the cover I sent you? The cover magazine, GQ?
I did, yeah.
He was in the front cover. He did a full spread of him, man. I flicked through it. Yeah.
And it's the band. Like a three fold-out. Piece?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn.
No. He was in fold-out, unfortunately. But, God, that dude's got style, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He knows how to look good, Chris.
Remember, he's playing Dracula as well.
Yeah. Apparently, that's going to be good, though. That's like... He looks real freaky in the makeup, but they're shooting it in black and white.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So that's why he looks like a fucker.
I hope black and white movies don't make a big comeback, do you?
You've seen The Lighthouse recently, black and white.
Did you watch it, though?
No, I didn't watch it, no.
Oh, it was a good movie, yeah. Mm. But, I mean, seeing that's me done now for about 10 years with black and white.
Well, black and white,
I don't need to see anything else in black and white.
I don't know. I don't mind black and white that much.
It reminds me too much of studying moving image and stuff back then. You know, Nosferatu and the boys.
Schindler's List.
It's
like... Yeah, it's like a stylistic choice. But I think the reason it's a stylistic choice so much is because like 20 or 30 years ago, whenever people were using film, it was cheaper.
Yeah,
so if you wanted to make an indie film, you
think it's just easier?
No, it's just cheaper.
But do you think it's easier? Like for say even in Hollywood, if they're just like, we'll just shoot it in black and white, but we don't need to worry about anything else because everything will just be black and white.
Yeah, you probably think that, but like, as we know from moving images, Chris, when it's black and white, you have to do all the lighting and shit to make it look... Right, normal, because so much of the other detail
aperture
is
and
yeah
hue
focus and whatnot.
Yeah, there's some words,
but yeah, I think the reason that you know when you think of an artsy film,
yeah,
and it's in black and white, the reason it's in black and white is because they didn't get a budget to make the film and they had to pick the cheapest, like physical roll of film,
available, which was
right.
Blankenwick. Yeah, there you go. Right. Not a problem anymore, Chris, because people shoot fucking films on their iPhones these days. So they do. But yeah, I do have a little bit of Nick Cage news. Obviously, he's on the promo wagon. I don't know what you'd call it. Like the
for this new movie.
Yeah, they're building up for the release of The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, and he's been doing the rounds. Couple of videos, but the thing I want to talk about is he went on Reddit to do an AMA.
No, he didn't. Did he?
He did indeed. Oh, you haven't heard?
No.
Oh, it's an excellent AMA. That's on Reddit. That's basically an Ask Me Anything. So you get like celebrities or like experts in certain fields come on, and people just ask them random ask questions, and they respond.
Yeah.
But some great questions and some like absolute credit to Nick Cage. He like gave good answers, thought out. Considered, you know, everything. It wasn't just like cheesy, like
yeah,
one liners.
Cliche crap.
Some of these ask me anythings that happen on Reddit are just like so clearly promo.
Yeah,
promo and nothing else. Yeah, like, I remember there's a famous one with like I think it was what do you call him, Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
and like every answer was just like, yeah, this is just like what happened in my new movie Rampart. And I was like, come on, guy, come on. No, expect a better, buddy.
Okay. Well, have you got some of the AMA there?
I do, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Some of the best.
Okay, hit me up with some of that then.
So, what's the movie quote you hate most when strangers holler it at you in public?
Oh.
You any guesses to that, Chris?
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Why is he shouting that across the street?
I take it this is one of his quotes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well... Maybe not. But his answer is, I don't have a problem with any of the quotes. I'm glad they remember the movie.
Like, what a humble dude.
What a gentleman. Jesus. What a gentleman. We're drinking the Kool-Aid here on Nick Cage. We just
100%. What started as a complete test take, now we love him. Like,
What movie can you watch over and over and still not get bored? For Nick Cage, it's Apocalypse Now and Spirited Away.
Apocalypse Now. Didn't his uncle do that? Francis
Coppola.
Ford?
Yeah, Coppola, yeah. That's right. He's like, I got an uncle or step-uncle or something like that.
And what was the other one?
Spirited Away.
Oh, Spirited Away, yeah, okay, yeah.
I haven't seen that, actually.
No.
Was
he in that?
No. These are just his own, like, personal films. Dear Mr. Travolta, how has life changed for you since changing faces with Nicolas Cage? Do you regret the decision, or would you do it again? And his response is, ha 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 ha. Ah,
that was it?
Yeah. Someone says that's comments you can hear. I don't know.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
I like this one. One of your most fascinating performances to me, this is from Benny Williams, was as Big Daddy in Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah.
I have to agree. Yeah, it doesn't get mentioned enough.
No.
When you were crafting that performance, was Adam West the biggest inspiration for your superhero persona, or were there other sources that you felt you drew on more heavily from? And he says, it's all Adam West. I grew up watching him on the 60s Batman show, and he is where it begins and where it ends as Big Daddy.
No way. So he pulled it from Adam? Wow. Yeah,
all those little mannerisms and the way he spoke.
Yeah.
It's all Adam West. Which makes perfect sense now when you think about it.
Yeah.
Ass kick. Ha ha ha. He says, I met Adam West once and I said, did you see I was channeling you? And Adam West replied, I saw you try to channel me.
No.
Yeah, got shit on by the best, by the goat. Let's see what else we got. He says he would like to work with Christopher Nolan as a director, which I think should definitely happen.
That'd be huge.
Yeah.
Dude.
That should definitely happen.
Nolan is just so like,
he has his favorites, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He has his cast. Like,
I'd like to
see. Wonder why.
I guess he just knows he can.
Most
work
directors have that shit, though, don't they? They have people they like to work
with. Like De Niro and Scorsese and stuff like that.
DiCaprio and Scorsese as well.
Yeah, true.
And, what do you call him? Matt Damon.
I love Matt Damon.
Wow.
What is your favorite pasta ship?
Oh, what do you say? Let me guess. He's a Conchelli guy.
Shell? That's the shell one?
Yeah.
You probably would never have guessed this. I once went to an Italian restaurant in San Francisco about 25 years ago with Charlie Sheen because they had square tube pasta. And he was very interested in trying square tube pasta. And we did. And we loved it so much, we went back the next day to try it again.
Wow.
So there you go.
Him and Charlie Sheen would make a good mix. Jesus. They're just both batshit.
That's a bit
crazy.
Much.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Wow. What's Charlie Sheen doing nowadays?
I don't know. I don't think it's good stuff. Whatever it's doing. Whatever it is. Would you do Face Off 2? Yes.
Of course he would. He wants to make movies. Yeah. Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, he does a lot of like insightful comments as well. Like they're talking about Pig specifically. There's yeah. What drew you to that project? Why do you think it struck a chord with so many people? And he says, I was interested in returning to a more quiet, naturalistic style of film performance, having done a series of more operatic performance styles. The movie feels rather like a folk song to me, or a poem, and the character of Rob was contending with tremendous grief and self-imposed isolation, and I think we as a group of people experiencing a pandemic in 2020 to 2021 were probably also having similar feelings of loss and isolation, and it communicated to a nerve we were all experiencing. It's one of my favorite movies, and it's probably my best work.
Wow, yeah. I hear that. A lot of people have said that mm-hmm. Pig is his best work.
I have to see it now.
We got to watch it.
I got to watch it. Yeah. But yeah, that's just super, an example of the answers he was given. Like.
You actually spoke a little bit there about Adam West.
Yeah.
Which led me to Batman.
Uh-huh.
Which took me to Michael Keaton. Have you seen the rumored new Michael Keaton Suit for Michael, you know,
The Flash.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
It's
no.
very Adam West style.
Oh,
it's very old school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very old and like square and like blocky. You know, very nice.
That's interesting because, yeah, obviously, it's like I think it's interdimensional stuff, mm-hmm. so they can basically do whatever they want.
Yeah, they can do anything.
Yeah, which is interesting to see what
they could make them red if they wanted.
They may have to like make the Flash not be in it anymore somehow. Because of, we haven't talked about this, I don't think, Ezra Miller. He, like, assaulted somebody or something like that.
Did he?
Yeah, out in Hawaii.
Is that why The Flash is postponed to, like, 2023?
I think it was already postponed, for whatever reason, but this happened and now they're like...
He assaulted someone?
Yeah, what did he do? I think he got in a bar fight, basically, like, oh, okay. that type of assault, but he got arrested for it, and then he got bailed out by a couple. I think he was staying with the couple. And whenever they
nice
got
to
back,
have friends.
It's nice to have friends. Well, we're not too good friends with them because when we got back, he robbed them.
Oh, Ezra Miller robbed someone.
Yeah, he stole their phones and their wallets.
Dude, like, what is the matter with this guy?
I don't know. A lot of people saying that there's some mental health problems probably needs to get some help with. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he was young. I think he's one of those kid actors who grew up into fame. Probably just fucked him up in the head.
Oh yeah, Ezra Miller restraining order has been dropped by the Hawaiian couple.
Oh okay.
Wow.
It's weird.
He's in Fantastic Beasts. I hear that the latest Fantastic Beast isn't doing so good.
Well, I seen it, so I can talk about that, yeah.
Excellent.
If you want.
Because I'm a big fan of Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, Mads is in
it. I really like him. Yep. I think he's a great actor.
He's definitely in the movie.
Oh, dear.
No, Ezra Miller. Yeah. Well, should we leave it for a little bit later?
Okay, leave it for a bit later.
We'll come back to that. If you want to hear more, timestamps down below. You can skip to it right now. I hope to God there's timestamps.
I hope to God there's timestamps. You just promised something that we just don't have.
It's the Empty Promise podcast. If it's not there, don't blame us, okay? So,
Ezra Miller.
Oh, yeah, that's basically it. So, they are having a little bit of a kerfuffle about how to market The Flash. Because obviously this is the day and age where when celebrities do something wrong, they just get dropped.
Careful, or he'll steal your wallet.
As we've seen with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, you know, they just get, like, they're, again, Fantastic Beasts, a perfect example. Johnny Depp was Grindelwald, and now Mads Mikkelsen is Grindelwald because of what happened to Johnny Depp.
Wasn't there three Grindelwald? It wasn't the...
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell was OG, then Johnny Depp, and now...
Well, that was planned, because he was, like, transforming as Colin Farrell.
Oh, yes.
That
was
intentional. Yes. So yeah, weird stuff. Fantastic Beasts not having a great time. That's gonna potentially the second actor they may have to just nix because of bad PR.
It's all going on Hollywood, isn't it? Like,
yeah, this is it. Like
Hollywood,
they used to just get away with it. That's the main difference, Chris. It just happened behind closed doors.
Speaking of getting away with it, have you watched the Jimmy Savile documentary on Netflix?
No,
dude, that's dark shit. Like,
it's literally called it a British horror story, and I'm like,
it's worth a watch. To be fair,
yeah,
you know, because like. So many people lived through it and are still alive today, and it's fucking grim. But the shit that went on, that like people just went with in the 70s.
Yeah.
You're like, what is the matter with you? Like the shit that you used to be able to say on talk shows and stuff, and now it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You can't say boo on a talk show, and people are like, oh, how did he say boo? Yeah. Like, I don't mean it's just an example.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
I could be in a lot of trouble, Chris.
You know, it's like, oh, it's mad. You should watch it. Good watch.
I'll try and get. There's a lot of shit I have to watch.
Like, yeah, see him, you know? See him, see him.
And that's one of the, that's one of those things where it's like, I don't necessarily want to watch something where I'm gonna feel grim and shit, you know, yeah. Thinking about all that shit that happened.
Yeah.
So I might never.
We actually could cover Jimmy Savile someday on the podcast.
Oh, fuck, I don't even know. Hey.
It's a good story. Like
it is. I don't know. I don't like covering shit. The guy that's so awful. You
it
know?
Is terrible, but it's history.
I know. Yeah, and he got away with it. Oh, what a dick.
Well, anyway. Yeah, he got away with it because he died. Prick.
Prick. I mean, he got away for like 30 years before he died as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's kind of it on the Nick Cage news, I think, or was it other movie news as well? Ezra Miller, yeah.
I don't have any more movie news.
Neither do I. Yeah. Neither do I.
I have movies that I've watched, but so do no I. news on them.
Oh, you were talking about Michael Keaton. That's where it came
Michael
up.
Keaton. Oh, I knew that. Yeah, too. That's right. That's right. I think I've seen Michael Keaton in something else as well recently.
Morbius.
Oh no, but Morbius is fucking shocking.
Did you see Morbius?
Did you?
No.
No, but it's like it's sitting on like a solid 19% rating. Yeah. Partly it's one of the worst.
It's just it's not a movie anybody asked for.
No.
Nobody wanted it.
Except maybe Jared Leto.
I don't know. I almost want to feel bad for Jared Leto. I don't remember he's a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick, exactly. I don't.
Apparently he was he was method acting in this film. Yeah.
Did he go off and like? Did he do the whole like Heath Ledger thing and like lock himself away for ages?
No,
to
no. I wish he'd done that.
And I just stayed not away. Come out. Yeah.
But Do you know whenever he was the Joker, he apparently sent like dead rats and stuff to people as gifts, in air quotes.
Why?
And, like used condoms.
Why?
Because the Joker's a weird guy, and he wanted to create like a feeling on set of all the other actors like hating him.
No.
Yeah.
Stop, Jared.
No. What if you haven't watched the or listened to the Weekly Planet podcast about Morbius, and it'll cover
everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Apparently it's super short. Because it's a short movie, you never really feel like you're getting into anything, and then it's over.
Yeah, yeah. And they're trying to build a universe at the same time. Like a whole like a Marvel thing. Oh, I don't understand. But anyway, he was apparently in he was in character. So Michael Morbius at the start of the movie has like a crippling condition, which means he's on crutches or he's wheelchair bound.
Okay.
And like on set, if he had to go use the restroom, he was on crutches going to the restroom, and it was holding things up so much they had to negotiate with him to agree someone would wheel him in a wheelchair to the toilet instead.
No,
Jared Leto, 100% functional human being, no problem with walking or using the toilet whatsoever.
And he had to be wheeled to the restroom. What a dick.
What a dick. I don't know. And for Morbius. And,
exactly.
Like, I understand for
Morbius
things like,
ain't gonna win you shit.
Like, yeah. You know? Like, he was really good in Blade Runner and what do you call that? Dallas Buyers Club. I understand if you want to go method, you want to go deep into the character.
That's right, he was in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Apparently he did the same shit in it. He was blind, so he had people, like, you know, hand-holding places. He's a fucking lunatic, eh?
Mads Mikkelsen spoke out about method acting. Did you see that?
I did.
He said it's a load of bollocks. Like,
that's what he said. He's like, what if you do all that and the movie's shit?
Exactly. Morbius.
Enter Morbius.
Yeah, exactly. What if you go away and lock yourself away and become a recluse and the movie just tanks? You know? God, what's he thinking now? What is Jared Leto thinking right now?
I don't know. He's probably thinking, Morbius, my best work.
We have Jared on line one.
come on in, Jared.
That's terrible, dude.
Yeah.
That's truly awful.
Morbius happened, and I don't think it's panning out, Chris. What the hell? I think one other piece of news was not related to movies at all.
Mm.
Elon Musk tried to buy Twitter.
He's trying, yeah. Isn't he?
I don't know if he's memeing or if he's actually.
No. I think he's 100% true.
Well, did you see the price he was going to buy at?
$43 billion.
$43 billion, but it worked out per share as $54.2 or $5.420
per share.
Hmm?
Per share?
Yeah, per share. Per share. Yeah. So, but it's $5.420.
Yeah.
Because he's meme lord or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy. I think he will buy it too. I think that he said a while ago, and everyone thought he was memeing, but he said he wanted to buy Twitter and shut it down indefinitely.
Yeah.
And now his plans are to buy Twitter and take it private.
Yeah,
and
completely rejuvenate it,
and it would be a safe space for people to share. What way did he put it? Like a for people to be a creative outlet for people. Oh, a safe creative outlet for people.
Okay. See, I don't know, because like Twitter already is pretty open.
He said he's banning the keto bashers straight off the bat.
The keto bashers?
Yeah, you know those people who are like, try this keto diet. Selling like all their shit teas and shakes. He's like, that's the first to go.
There you go. It's like, there's a nice open platform where you can be creative, but not if you're
no. keto. Oh, that's it. I think he'll ban like fuck tons of people. He'll just fucking destroy it. You know what? Like, do it.
But Twitter's a mess. Like,
Twitter is a mess.
I'm not going to be jumping at a fan Twitter.
You use Twitter, don't you?
No.
No, I thought you used Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. Add us and for a podcast. I'll get that notification, I think.
We'll see it.
Someone did add us ages ago. I never got a notification, and I seen it months later, and I checked.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, whoops. And for a podcast.
you know what you should do? You should get back to them this weekend. Thanks for the follow.
Yeah. But
sorry, we've been away for the weekend.
For the weekend, yeah. I'd love to see him. I don't think I would love to see him buy it. Like, but the thing is that he can buy it outright, $43 billion. He can just buy it.
He can buy it.
Probably has that in cash.
Yeah.
He's a fucking insanely rich.
This is all segueing so nice. Oh, but
it's all planned. This is all scripted, guys.
So Elon Musk is CEO of Tesla. Is that right?
Yeah.
Owner of Tesla, whatever, inventor, whatever. Robbie Ballinger is an American plant-based ultra runner.
Okay.
And there, a couple of days ago, he devised a challenge called Outlast Tesla, where he was going to run longer than a single charge on the Tesla Mark III.
Nice.
And he did it.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
250 miles he had to run to do it, nonstop.
Nice.
It was super. But he outlasted the Tesla motor. The Tesla gave up quicker than he did.
Yeah.
Which I thought was super.
That's like, that's the human superpower.
Yeah, amazing.
That's our thing.
Super good.
I say our thing is if I could do it, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
our species.
That's our species.
The best of our species.
Yeah, the very best of our species could do that. Yeah, I just thought it was
super. I'd say they could probably outrun a gas car. I'm so fucking American now. A petrol, like a traditional car.
They could, yeah.
Like, you fill a tank and drive.
Dude, there's a...
How far do you actually get, realistically, on a full tank?
On a full tank?
Maybe 400 or 500 mil? Like,
me, I'd say 450.
It's a tough run, but it could be done.
I think I get like 480 miles on a full tank.
There you go.
I'm quite efficient.
What do you do when you're trying to get most distance? Do you drive fast to get more, or do you drive efficiently?
I think you just drive more efficiently. You keep your revs lower, which is harder to do.
So you have to go slower.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't make sense, because the lower the gear you're in, the more...
It won't be high gear.
The diesel you'd be using, which is strange. I don't know. It's so fucked up.
We're not going there. We're zooping over.
It's interesting.
250 mile, that's impressive as fuck.
250 mile, that's it. And yeah, just as you were saying, that's impressive. I read a book about ultra runners in Mexico, just that you were talking about the best of the species, and they could probably do it, who this clan, I think they're called the Tarahumara. I think I've spoke about them before here. And they have been known to go out in a pack of like three and run a deer to death.
Yeah. God. That's old school.
So the deer dies of completely natural cause. Like a pure exhaustion.
Yeah.
Because natural, I guess, to an extent. But being chased.
They didn't attack it.
Nope.
They didn't.
Yeah. They just run until the deer drops of sheer exhaustion and then they'll slit its throat.
Yummy.
Imagine running a deer to death. Like deers are like the super fucking...
They're constantly running.
Yeah.
That's how that's their main means of existence, is running away from predators.
But a human just constantly keeping up a slow jog behind them, never letting them stop.
Yeah.
Because deers are like, if a deer goes to escape like a tiger or something, you know, it bursts and then it rests and recovers. Mm-hmm. But you imagine it constantly having to run. My God.
I always love that. Like that's the human superpower for sure.
Yeah. That's how we used to do
things.
We
hunt as packs and we just... It's such a grim way to hunt.
Isn't it?
You know, it's like a tiger attacks. It's sprite. It's quick. It's instantaneous.
Dude, yeah.
And it's impressive sheer physical
power.
Whereas
like wolves, they're like surrounding their prey in a pack. But the prey is getting nowhere.
But even the wolves, it's like they'll surround it. They'll get tactical. And then they'll pounce. But the humans is just like, we'll come after you. You'll get away. We'll track you. And we'll keep coming.
We'll just keep coming, yeah.
And it will never end until you're dead.
Until you're dead, yeah.
How terrifying is that? Imagine aliens came and did that to us.
Oh, dude.
Like, we're just running. We can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's so cool that that's our thing.
Would you take 10 million in cash today?
Yeah.
But the only condition is a snail would constantly chase you. It's completely indestructible. And if it ever touched you in your lifetime, you'd die.
Yeah.
Would you take it?
10 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you?
Aye.
Hmm.
What? And I can I do I know where the snail is? No. No.
I mean, if he was like somewhere. If he was in your house, you could see him, but you don't know at any given time where he is. I think that's a terrifying thought.
That is a terrifying thought. Actually, maybe not. But 10 million is so much money, though.
But it's a snail. I know, and people are saying, I'll just fly to the other side of the world. But this guy is just, he's just got to keep going.
Relentless.
Yeah, relentless.
But I could outlive it, I think. I'd get a film for my body.
He's indestructible.
He'll never touch me directly. He'll never get to my skin.
Good point.
I'll always be wearing something. That's an awful way to live.
The reason I asked that question is because Colin and I watched a movie a couple of weekends ago called It Follows, which is a very similar
concept.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's a scary concept. The film just isn't executed the best.
Oh, that's
in the latter half.
Oh, okay.
First portion of the movie, terrific.
Oh, that's always the way with horror films, man.
I know.
Once you show the monster.
Dude, we watched another horror movie last night, Don't Breathe 2. We just got super bored and didn't pay attention for the last.
You recommended it to Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe is original. Tremendous.
Yeah.
And then they just went an entirely different way. And I was like, oh my God. What are you doing?
That sucks, man.
Yeah. It was just a gore fest. It wasn't even scary. It wasn't jumpy. It wasn't tense. Just gore.
And yeah, that's completely different from the original. Mm-hmm. Even I know that.
Don't Breathe is tremendous. As is Hush. Hush was my movie of the year, last year.
That's the guy who does Haunting of Hill House.
Mickey Flanagan.
Mickey
Flanagan.
Up the road.
How could you forget it? You know?
That's wild.
What have you watched? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to talk about this?
Let's just talk
we
about
We need
it.
A jingle for that. Stuff that we've watched. I'll get a jingle watch? For
what
week.
Do we watch? We watch this. You like that?
I'll clip that. Did you record put that? In. Well, it's recording now. I can clip that.
There we go. What do we watch? What do we watch? We watch this. And then we talk about it.
Perfect. There you go. Expect to hear that from now on.
Fuck. I have watched, I already touched on it, Dumbledore, The Secrets of Dumbledore, Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts 2, 3. The third Fantastic...
That's what it should have been titled. Yeah. Dumbledore, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts 3.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, which is a prequel to the Harry Potter movies, but it's its own
it touches
kind of
on
thing.
Like Dumbledore and his brother and their relationship, is it?
Yeah.
Grindelwald,
everybody.
Everyone's there together.
It's great.
D, you're shaking your head and I'm not sensing any kind of energy when you're telling this story, which leads me to believe this isn't going to be the most positive review.
You don't need to see this film.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
And if you're really invested in the Fantastic Beasts storyline so far, you still don't really need to see this film.
Then shame on you.
They debated me massively. I think it was originally a trilogy, and in my head, that's what I went in to see. It's not a trilogy. It's a 5-quadrilogy, I guess, is what it is now. So there's 2 more films planned. Debatable if they'll get made based on how this one's performing, but whatever.
Maybe Johnny Depp will come back, though.
Maybe. That'll be so weird. Because he's already changed. So obviously, yeah, that's the opening is Dumbledore and Grindelwald are kind of interacting, and it's just not addressed. I don't think they were ever going to address it, but Mads Mikkelsen is now the character previously played by Johnny Depp.
Okay.
And he's good, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good stand-in.
I like Mads
He's a good
Mikkelsen.
Grindelwald.
I like him in the Carlsberg ads.
Yeah, that's all I know him from.
Arctic is another tremendous movie. It's such a slow burn.
I've not seen that. All I know is that he's in Hannibal, the TV series, and it's great. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see that at some point.
He's also in Casino Royale.
So he is, yeah, he's the body.
Yeah.
He's good in it too. Mm-hmm. I like Casino Royale. Casino Royale gets a lot of hate.
It does get a lot of hate.
It's good
Casino
movie.
Royale over Quantum Solace every day.
Oh.
Quantum Solace is the worst James Bond movie ever made.
It's shit.
There you go. I said it.
I don't know. I haven't seen all the James Bonds. There could be worse ones out there. There's fucking a lot of them. What was it all about? Yeah, Dumbledore. It's probably fine, actually. Like, if you went in to see it as just a film about the wizarding world,
you'd probably enjoy it.
And you'd probably enjoy it. Like, it has its own little twists. It has its interesting little plays in it. I'm not going to spoil anything, because in case people do want to actually go and see it. But, you know, like... the concept is where we left off in the previous 2 films, which I suppose I can give you spoilers on that because I've been out for fucking ages.
Please do.
Is Grindelwald has amassed a following, and his whole thing is that we need to tell or reveal wizards to the world and basically take over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, muggles are shit. Basically.
They don't want to keep it secret.
They don't got magic. They're shit.
Yeah.
And his whole justification was that World War II was going to happen.
Oh, okay.
This awful, like, humans are going to destroy the world in hell and fire. Wizards need to step in. We need to take control and start, prevent this type of shit from happening. Yeah. And that's just set aside. It's like, just that's not addressed anymore at all. Now his whole thing in this film is he wants to just become leader of the wizards, like the wizard leader, which apparently there's a wizard leader.
We'll just put World War II on the long finger, you know?
Yeah.
We'll get back to that.
It's still going to happen. I don't know. I was asking Laura as we were watching, it's like, is this like happening during World War? Because they go to Germany at some point.
Jeez.
And I'm like, is this Germany? Is this Hitler Germany? I'm like, what the hell? But I don't think it is. It's before that.
Okay.
But it's never really touched on again. I still had that concept. Again, I had that going in, like, this is building into World War II.
Yeah.
But it's just not. Nothing to do with it anymore. And, like, basically, the problem of the film, not the problem, but, like, you know, the core, every film has to have a conflict.
Yeah.
The conflict of the film is introduced near the start, and it's resolved at the end.
Is it Hitler?
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with anything to do with the war at all. But it's not related at all to the previous two films. Oh, the new conflict
it's
that comes
just completely on its own. So you said that this is going to be like a quad or five set movie. So yeah. The first two Fantastic Beasts, and then you have this as a standalone, and the follow-ups are going to continue the Fantastic Beasts?
No, this is all Fantastic Beasts. Jeez. This is a series, so yeah.
Oh, God.
And like, there's good parts to it. Like, there's definitely good parts to it. But some of the best parts for me were the silly parts.
This is definitely going to be like the Rocky Five. This is going to be like the Tommy Gunn.
I don't think so. I don't think it even has, it can aspire to be that anymore.
Goodness.
This film was just so pointless. Like,
where did you see this, by the way?
I seen it in Belfast Odeon Cinema.
Was the experience good, at least?
Yeah, it was a quiet cinema.
I like that.
Actually, it wasn't that good. I tell you my problem. Uh-oh. We sat at the back near the stairs, and the lights on the stairs never went off. So you had that glare. So we had to move over a couple of seats, and then we moved over a couple of seats, and the speaker, the rear speaker, was right above us. So I heard the voices twice, and I was fucking pissed.
Oh dear!
Off. Not like twice, but you know, like slightly,
slight,
because like we were just that much closer.
Slight echo or reverb kind of thing. Off
yeah.
Of?
Oh, so the dear. Audio was poor.
The lighting
and it was
poor.
Dim. It wasn't a great experience, Chris. The cinema, the screen was dim.
Oh.
Like I was like,
why is it not bright?
Why is it such a dark film? And then I was like, it's not a dark film. It's a dim.
They had
screen.
Power saving mode on.
Fucking right, they did.
Middle of the day.
But like not. I'd say if you enjoyed Harry Potter, you'll find something in this. Mm-hmm. But if you were like waiting for,
if you were waiting on this movie,
yeah. If you're like, I want to see what happens next in the whole Dumbledore Grindelwald thing,
you might be disappointed.
Very little happens here, and it all could have not happened.
We don't have books explaining this whole back.
Yeah, it happens a wee bit in the Harry Potter books. I think
it does. Yeah, I remember when. Yeah, it happens in like this.
They talk about this happened.
Yeah.
But none of the stuff that they say happened has happened yet in the films.
Right.
That's what everyone's waiting for to build up into. But yeah, God, there's some deplorable decisions in it as well.
Really?
You're just like, why? It's like, none of this needed to happen. It's like the big plan.
I can't believe they just put the war on the long finger.
I know.
And they're like, yeah, we'll just get back to
it's
that.
Very dark, though.
We're waiting for Johnny Depp.
It's a dark concept.
Yeah. I don't like, that's what I was going to say, I don't like when fantasy type of movies take, intertwine with real world
events
that have happened. The same way, like, Wonder Woman jumped into World War One. I hated that.
Oh, did you?
I hated that. Granted, it was the best scene in the whole movie, but I hated it. I was like, no, this isn't. See, when she was at the Amazonians, like on the.
Yeah,
that was
writer.
Super. Like,
yeah.
The whole film could have been set there.
Yeah.
If they were fighting a war there, I would love that. And all of a sudden, they're jumping out of the trenches at like the Somme or something. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I don't need that.
I don't,
because now any movie I see in the future about World War One, I'm going to be looking to see if I can see Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She was there. I know it. I saw the documentary.
Yeah.
No, I can think it would be cool if they did do it, but I think they just went, that's too much. Not opening that can of worms. And it's just moved swiftly onwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, Chris. I'm not going to lie. I wish they had done a better film.
Okay.
They just didn't. But what do you call him? He's good. Dumbledore's good. What's his name?
It's not the Dumbledore from the movies, is it?
No, it's the famous British actor. God, I'm completely blanking on his name. I have to look it up.
I got you.
You know him. He's in Sherlock Holmes as Watson.
Oh, Jude Law?
Jude Law.
Dumbledore?
It's Dumbledore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And why am I picturing like an old Dumbledore? This is prequel shit.
He's a very good Dumbledore. Very good Dumbledore.
Yeah.
And he does the little accent really well, I think, as well.
Right.
And then...
What, do you know what this is scored on Rotten Tomatoes? 49%.
49%, yeah.
Not that Rotten Tomatoes is ever really a full-on...
It's not a good indicator.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. I would still, like, go see it if you're into Harry Potter. That's why we went to see it, because we like Harry Potter.
But yeah.
Yeah. Not a winner. Speaking
of Harry Potter, we visited the Warner Brothers studio tour in London.
I saw that on your Insta.
Dude, that's super, like...
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
That's the place. Like, that's really cool. Yeah, yeah.
That's excellent.
Because I've been to Florida many a time and walked through Diagon Alley and the whole thing, and it's beautiful there. Mm-hmm. But this was something else.
Okay,
this was like how they actually made the movies. Yeah.
I will say that about the film.
Yeah,
the production.
Yeah,
like the sets and everything, amazing.
Yeah,
like every detail just looked great. It just looked authentically. Wizardry, if that makes any sense.
Do you know what? This is just increasing my appetite for the Harry Potter game or the Hogwarts game later in this year.
What's it called? Hogwarts Legacy?
Hogwarts Legacy, yeah. Which looks incredible. Did you watch
I've seen bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Have you watched is it like an hour long?
Yeah, I've seen highlights of it, we'll say.
Super, dude. Super. That's going to be incredible. I don't know if
I'm mad about it yet.
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it a lot, yeah. Open worlds, Hogwarts, Diagon Alley, kind of just wizarding world.
But what I didn't like about it is that they introduced this like kind of, here's the threat that you have to prevent. And I was like, all right, okay. So that's on the outskirts of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was more expecting like this is going to be you like unearthing secrets within Hogwarts. I don't know.
I think there's still going to be plenty of that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd say like that's
some more side quests and things.
Yeah, probably.
And listen, if it's an opening game in what could be like a stellar series. This could be awesome. Like,
yeah. Are they doing it? Yeah. Are they? They're not doing like online or anything, are they?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's good then.
No.
Could go.
I think it could be good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's going to be good.
They're obviously putting a lot of resources into it. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it should be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else you get up to in London town?
The hotel? No.
Let's keep quiet.
Yeah, we visited London 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it must be 2 weeks ago now. Jesus. I loved it. I thought London was fucking awesome.
Have you been to London before?
No.
Oh, nice.
No. I have never been to England bar Liverpool and Manchester, like any other part of England, like the parts that you want to go to, like the quieter parts. And then I went to London, I know. But they're the only two. And Manchester was just a stopover.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So
okay.
London was freaking awesome. We stayed in like it was called Dockers Inn, which was down, I don't know London, so I'm not going to. But we were less than a mile from Tower Bridge, basically.
Okay.
But we were way down on like the docks, basically, and like a lovely B&B hotel. I don't even know what it was. An inn, I guess. What is an inn?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was lovely. Really quiet part, and then we could kind of just walk to everything. The station, our station, like the tube station was like 100 meters from our door, so we hop on it and went to wherever the hell we needed.
The tube is so handy. Like,
The Warner Brothers studio tour was definitely one of the highlights of the trip. Although, I had got Colleen the tickets like before Christmas for her birthday, and I thought that the tickets I had purchased, or that came in like the little gift box, were the tickets we needed on the day. So we made our way to where there's like shuttles that run from just outside Watford Station to the actual buses that'll run straight to it. We were like, this is great, we'll just hop on here. And the guy was calling and he was like, have your tickets ready, please, you know, just to make sure that you're going to be on this bus. And we were like, yep, these are our tickets. And he was looking at me, he goes, no, they're not tickets. He was like, that's just a gift voucher. And we were like,
what?
No, that's the tickets. I have the email. That's the, like, we've bought the tickets.
Yeah.
He was like, no, like, go into your email. There should be a PDF. And you have to, whenever you have your tickets, you have to confirm a time and a date that you're going to visit the studio for your tour.
Oh, fuck.
And we went, oh, shit. We're like, right. So, jumped on really quickly, got the code off the tickets, jumped on to the website. And the only available tour of Warner Brothers Studios, because they're quite strict on this, was that day at 11 a.m. This was 10 to 11, and we were 20 minutes out by bus already.
God.
And we were like, oh, shit. We were like, what do we do? And Colleen said, just book it anyway. And we'll travel out and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we booked in, and then on the way out, I got real apprehensive. I was like reading all the T's and C's, and it was like, we can't, you know, be there 20 minutes before the tour begins because we take in so many visitors, and with COVID and everything, and there's no guarantee that if you're past your time, you're going to be allowed. We'll have to reschedule. And we thought, well, shit, we only have a couple of days in London, and there's no other times available.
Yeah.
So we got there and we made it through security and nobody asked for our tickets. And we were like, is this us in now? Like, do we just start the tour, start walking, you know? So we walked down to where the tour was starting. We were like, this is it. We're just joining the queue. Yeah. This is great. And a woman started making her way through everyone going, just let me see your tickets. I just want to confirm your time for tour. And we were like, oh, fuck. This was like 20 past 11. And we were like, we're 20 minutes late. Fuck. And she actually said to us, so I did the old like, yeah, let me just pull up the tickets on my phone here. Went into the wrong app. Oh, dear. And she was like, hey, just what time is your tour? And I went, 11:30, and she's like, yeah, go on ahead. Oh, dude, there was just like this wash of like release.
This fucking release. Yoshi Saratoto,
yeah, right here. That's it. Skill the wall.
That's our previous episode.
And then we started the tour, and it was fucking awesome, dude. It was so good. Like, that place is awesome. Like, just seeing all the stuff, like all the costumes and all the sets that they made, and how they shot like the footage of like the castle and like green screening, like treadmills for like actors to walk on. And so I was like, this is all the shit you just never think about. Like, and we got food there, and the tour was about, we spent about 4 hours doing the tour actually.
God.
Yeah. It's a big old place. Like, it was really cool. The other highlight of London then was where I did the Tower of London tour.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As well, which is like just the big grounds where the crown jewels and stuff are kept.
Mm-hmm.
The crown jewels were fucking fascinating.
Yeah?
They were so cool. Like,
could you steal them?
No, you're not even allowed to take pictures of them.
Really?
No, you're not allowed nothing. Fuck you walk into like a little dark room and it's all in behind glass boxes and it's everything else is dim and it's just the light is on the jewel. But there's stuff there, like a solid gold spoon that was used to hold the embalming oil used in coronation. It's called the coronation spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And this thing's worth like 20 million. Yes. And you're like, why do we need that? You know, there's the Queen's headpiece and it's got like 40 million worth of diamonds and these pearls.
Gems the size of your fist.
Yeah. You're like, why? Yeah. But it's fascinating.
Yeah, no,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Definitely like, is. Like,
and then you got the guards outside, they don't smile and they just stand there and I'm like, surely he's got a smile.
Big woolly hats.
No. And we've seen all that. We did the tour and we went to Anne Boleyn was beheaded.
Oh yeah,
King Henry's wife, and we went to the bloody tower where prisoners were kept. And there's actually like graffiti scratched into the walls that they've preserved from prisoners and stuff. Really, really like creepy place. All the ravens are like flying above your head and stuff. It's super.
They named the ravens and stuff.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and then you had like Traitor's Gate, which was like the entryway. Where boats would pass in from the Thames to be taken to trial, like this, where the traitors would be. Super, like, just
cool.
Probably the most, I love all that kind of history shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing everything else and literally seeing all the touristy things. Yeah. Big Ben, Westminster, the whole. Big Ben's surprisingly small.
Yeah.
It's not big.
It was big once.
It was big once, but then you have like the Shard in London, you're off.
Is the eye still there?
London Eye's still there, and it's quite small too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's,
I suppose it's big, but it's high. Not, though, yeah, it's high.
It's because it's higher than the rest of London.
Yeah, that's it. And then we went to the theatre district and took in a show. We went to The Life of Pi.
Oh, nice.
In the old Windham. I think it's called the Windham or the Windhelm theater, which was like a super, super old theater. Wow. Real old chairs, real like vertical, like proper. We were up like center stage, dead middle, but up top. And it was like, I felt like if I had a lean out of my seat, I just want to fall onto the stage. Like, I was like, holy shit. It was so good, dude.
Yeah.
Super show. Yeah. Really, really good. And then just ate way too much food and drank way too much coffee.
Perfect.
Yeah, so good. Like, perfect. Really good.
That's exactly what you want from a wee break, Chris.
Exactly, yeah. It was lovely. We got home from it. And you know the way you kind of get home from a trip and you're kind of bit by the bug?
Mm.
Like, to travel? So we booked again then for the end of May. We're going to Lisbon.
Oh, excellent.
You've been to Portugal, Lisbon, haven't you?
Yeah, Lisbon, yeah. Excellent.
So we're heading there for 5 days at the end of May.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to be
You have been bitten by the bug.
It was so cheap. Like, travel is so cheap around Europe at the minute. So we were like, let's just go.
Perfect.
Let's just book it now and go. So that's what we did.
You might as bloody well.
Yeah, looking forward to that now. But that was it. Like, London just ate way too much. London food, it's a vegan's paradise.
Everything is vegan. Makes sense, yeah.
Ate loads of Mexican food, loads of burgers, loads of lovely breakfasts and just coffee, like all these weird coffees and shit and pastries.
I was going to say, like the barista places in there
just,
must be insane.
It's insane. And just the fact that everybody caters for vegans, whereas here you have to drive 50 miles to get one little tiny crappy coffee shop. And you're like, oh God. Everywhere. It's like, this is vegan, this is vegan, this is... Super.
City living, man.
Super. City living, man, is right, yeah. We went to an Amazon Fresh store.
Is that where, like...
You log into your Amazon app, go into the store... You don't actually purchase anything in store. You just walk out with with the goods.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, this is so handy. Everything is like quadruple the price. Oh, yeah. A tin of coffee was like £7.
Shit.
And I was like, you can get it in like Sainsbury's for £3. And I was like, I'm buying shit here. So I just walked in. I picked up like a breakfast cereal. Because I was like, I'll just eat this. Circled around the store, dumped it and walked out. I was like, fuck this.
That's
like,
pretty good that you can walk in and just start eating the stuff you buy. Because you bought it as well. Mm-hmm. Have you bought it? Yeah. If you went in and ate a bunch of shit and then walked out.
No, because you haven't walked out with it.
Yeah.
It tracks as you walk past like the little scanners that will register what you have, I think, and then sends the barcode to your account, your Amazon account, and deducts it from there. I don't know. I think that's how it works.
Look, that's wild.
Technology.
Yeah.
Super. But London was awesome. Took a wee trip down Chinatown and did just all the touristy things you expect from London.
That's good. It's good.
Nice. I'm in London. What about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, Jesus. What haven't I been up to?
Tell me.
Lots of things I haven't done because I haven't been up to much.
Right.
Is the answer to that. Christ. I can't think now, Chris. Oh, yeah. We had some foods. That's all I really have to talk about. I didn't go to London, right? You just had an excellent story. You had loads of little anecdotes because you went on a lovely trip. It sounded excellent. I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
We didn't go anywhere, Chris.
Okay.
I was here the whole time.
Yeah.
It's very boring here.
I get that.
You know what I mean? We're not going anywhere until, like... We're not going anywhere. I'm not booked.
But you're just back from Wales.
That's true.
And you had lovely little anecdotes about Wales.
Your travel
town, you know? Your travel from Scotland to Wales.
What I did do is we went for food to Granny Annie's.
Mm-hmm.
When me and Daddy were up, and they went to a show in the Grand Opera.
Yes. Oh, very nice. What show did they take
in? I want to see...
You take in a show?
Give my... Do you?
Yeah. It's like, we're going to take in a show. You don't go to see a show, you take in a show. You
know, I go to see them.
You immerse yourself in a show, you know? We're going to take in a show, and we're going to draw a bath.
Do you know you don't draw a bath anymore?
What?
Because I looked it up.
Why do you not?
We had the argument, and because you used to draw water to the bath.
That makes sense.
Now you run a bath, because you have running water.
I think you're, you are... What's the word?
Spot on correct. I agree.
You're assuming.
I am assuming.
But I'm not out in the air drawing water from my bath.
I did spot the whale out there.
Yeah?
Drawing water from the whale, heating it over the fire.
No, it's a hot spring.
Oh, brilliant.
It draws at 56 degrees.
We were planning actually to go to Iceland later in the year.
Beautiful.
And visit the hot spring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very expensive though.
Iceland's wild.
Trip. Have you been?
No, but it's just from what I hear.
Yeah,
it's
wild. Me too. Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Yeah,
but I'd like to try it. Potentially in the winter because you can see the lights to northern.
Lights to nord.
Yeah, the northern lights.
Absolutely. You should go to Finland. You want to see the northern lights.
That's good too.
Yeah,
but yeah, Finland would be cheaper.
Finland, yeah, probably would be cheaper. I'd imagine Finland maybe not cheap to get there, but cheap there.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Actually,
whereas Iceland, I think
it's like all those. They're not Slavic countries. What are those?
The Baltics.
No, they're not Baltics, are they?
Oh, no, the Baltics are down.
Yeah, they're down below. Scandinavian countries.
They're Scandinavian. What did you say the first time? Slavics?
Slavics.
Are they Slavics?
I have no idea. Anyway, they're in Scandinavia.
Yes, they're Scandinavian.
But, in the real world...
The Viking countries.
Before then, before I do anywhere, I've done relatively little. But we did have good food at Granny Annie's.
Yes.
I also tried...
What did you have in Granny Annie's?
God, I had the chicken fillet burger, which was incredibly crispy.
Oh, nice.
Very crispy, but a bit too crispy, but not too bad.
Okay.
Pretty nice. But I also went to, per your recommendation or per one of your clients' recommendation, the drive-through Chinese.
Oh, yes.
Literally night.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's right. Right.
Because I told Laura about it. She's like, we're trying it.
Okay, tell me. Tell me about it.
I wasn't impressed.
No. Okay, well.
Laura really liked it.
Good.
But she really appreciated the handiness of driving home and we just drove through and got what we wanted.
Yes.
But I noticed... Particularly the rice was like
shit.
Yeah. It was like, it was slimy.
Oh, yeah. It had been made, obviously, and it's just sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. It was not right. Now, they had a big bucket.
It was not
rice. Of chicken curry. Like, it came in a bucket. Because obviously it's all pre-made because it's, yeah, tea, you know, to go or whatever. And it was nice.
Okay.
So I really liked the chicken curry, but Laura didn't. But I healed the rice, but she didn't mind it. And she had a different...
That's balance for you.
I forget what she got. She got a different thing she really liked. She was like, it was great. And I was like, I don't know. A better place. A better solution to your problem is... I think I've talked about it before. There's a little Chinese buffet in the city side, like, shopping center. It's just like a shop. It's right beside a Home Bargains and a KFC.
Excellent.
It's just wedged in there.
What's it called, you know? No.
Nope.
It's probably Golden something.
It's Golden something.
Yeah.
It is Golden something. It's got to be Golden something.
Dragon.
Nah.
Bamboo.
No.
Panda.
Golden Bamboo?
Golden Bamboo is the one in Rich Hill. It's the best Chinese in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah. Fact.
I have to try it on my own tonight.
Would you?
Because we go past it.
Dude. Yeah. That's a fucking banging Chinese.
Let me see. I can look it up, Chris, for you. But yeah, it's...
Panda.
Golden Panda? Maybe. I'm going to find out for you real soon. But it's delicious.
Okay.
Like, it's like cheap as well. Like, it cost us like... I think we got away with like £18.
Jesus.
For two. And we had like...
That's great.
Two massive big plates of food and desserts.
I'm getting hungry, dude.
I'm getting hungry too.
Have you had breakfast this morning?
Huh? No.
So you're doing this podcast fast?
I'm doing this podcast fast.
Are you fucking insane? My
God. I think I just might be,
I had toast and some cereal this morning.
What am I looking at?
I had some frosted shreddies, which were
quite good. It's called Cuisine Buffet. Such a bad name. Oh, God.
Cuisine, so food buffet, but they didn't want to call it food. They were like... Let's call it French cuisine.
This is what I mean, Chris. It doesn't look like... You wouldn't walk into this place going, I'm going to get a really delicious meal in here. Because it's just like, there's a KFC.
I like places like that, though.
You're just sitting there. It's great.
It's a dive.
It's not even a dive.
Is it not?
Yeah. It's just like... It just looks...
Because some dives are terrific.
Well, that's it. You know, you kind of go like, it's got character. This place is just a shop.
It is what it is, you know?
It is what it is. I would recommend that we would go there over like any of the places in the city centre because it's just that nice. Anyway, we had that and it was delicious and I'm very happy with
it. Good.
I'm trying to think of any else other foods that I've consumed.
I have consumed so much, but I can't think of what they are. I tried, I'll just talk about the food I did have. We went to Neat Burger, which was the Lewis Hamilton, famously known as Lewis Hamilton's restaurant.
Oh. See, he's vegan, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. So he is the CEO of Neat Burger, which is a completely plant-based restaurant.
Nice.
So you're getting all your different types of burgers, milkshake, the best milkshake. Would it be the best milkshake I've ever had? It rivals a Five Guys milkshake, and they're the best milkshakes, I think.
Can you still have those milkshakes? No.
Five Guys?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. God, how I wish I could, but no.
Yeah. But this comes close, at least.
Oh, super close. And we had burgers in there. I had teeter tots in there. I had fries in there. Colin had a chicken burger. I had the Neat Burger twice. I had so much food in there, dude. Oh, it's so good.
Terrific.
Yeah, that was... Neat Burger is quality. There's like... We visited three different ones. And I'm not even sorry.
And I'd do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
There's none here yet, no.
No.
Sadly.
No.
Soon, though.
I think they put up on their Instagram when we were leaving, we're opening a new location, can you guess where? And it was just another one in London. I was like, fuck me.
Like, that makes sense, though. I mean, obviously, London seems to be catering to the...
There's a Taco Bell in Scotland.
I know.
Why have they not brought a Taco Bell here yet?
That, it'll happen.
Jesus.
You know how I know?
How?
Because remember they brought a Tim Hortons here?
Yes.
They're fucking everywhere now.
Yeah, I know they are. Tim Hortons drive-thru is in Cookstown and it fucking cleans up, man.
Man. There's two drive-thrus in Belfast.
Should we go to Scotland on a road trip for Taco Bell someday?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that hard.
The only thing is, it's like fucking £150 for the ferry. Unless you fly. It's probably cheaper to fly.
I'd imagine so. I'd imagine it's a good bit cheaper. But then we don't have a car to get around, so we'd have
to... Which is the sad part.
We could. And you know what? We could take that bad boy with us.
We can cast? Is that what you do?
Cast.
We can pod. We can pod in the car.
No, you know what? Let's just forget about the podcast. Too much to think about. I just want to be thinking about the Taco Bell.
I want to focus on the Taco Bell, yeah.
That would be great.
We definitely... It will come. I think it will come here sooner rather than later.
I don't know if I want to wait. Because it's definitely going to come to Belfast or Dublin. And to you, that's great. To me, that's a bit out of the way.
It's not as out of the way as Scotland, Chris. But at least you get a trip.
50 miles to Belfast, so yeah, I guess.
At least you get a trip to Scotland.
Yeah.
So I suppose.
It'd be nice, yeah.
That's all I think.
We should do that.
There's a lot to see in Scotland.
There is a lot to
see. Where is it? It's Glasgow or Edinburgh? It's one of the two.
Glasgow.
Glasgow. Well, that's good. Because it's closer.
Is it closer?
Oh,
I don't know my geographical Scotland.
I've been to Scotland once, Chris. I know it fucking like the back of my hand.
Yes.
I'd love to go for a Taco Bell.
Yeah, so would I.
What is it we went for Domino's for the first time in a while?
How was that?
It was great.
Was it?
It was a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday for Tuesday, Chris. I was so happy.
Colin and I have been put off Domino's.
I was put off Domino's.
The last Domino's we had was so subpar for the two of us.
God. There's nothing worse.
So subpar. I think it was almost that we didn't even want the pizza before we had the pizza. You know what I kind of went?
Oh, right.
We kind of wanted a pizza, and then when we ordered and we were coming home with it, we suddenly didn't want it anymore.
Well, you can't blame Domino's for that.
Or something. But you know when you're not in the mood? And then the pizza was just...
lackluster.
To say the least.
To say the least, my God.
So we haven't had one in quite some time. Mm-hmm. We're off pizza entirely. I actually suggested making calzones this weekend. Colleen is repulsed by the idea. She's so far off pizza.
Oh, it's, pizza.
She's okay. so far gone.
She's not in the zone for a calzone, Chris.
Highway to the
calzone zone.
No, she's not.
Well, okay.
I am.
I've been there before for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen often to me because I fucking adore pizza. So but I have been there before.
Pizza's probably my favorite food.
Well, there was a time,
or burgers.
More specifically Domino's, though, it was like, I don't want that kind of thick, doughy pizza again. Mm. I want like a thin, crispy,
wood-fired craft pizza.
Then I went to Reggie's and I got disappointed all over the place. Wood-fired shit.
I can get a calzone in Armagh. There's a place in Armagh to do calzones.
The best calzone you'll ever get in your life is in Lisburn.
God, I need to come up and get a calzone. Dude, you're packing on some size.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
I got all the mass.
Jesus, man. Your arms are growing. Yeah. Holy fuck.
We noticed that there, not the other day, like a month ago, maybe.
Christ.
You know when you don't notice it?
You don't notice it for 2 months. And then suddenly you're like, whoa.
Yeah, holy shit. Because it happens, man. So slowly.
Yeah, your arms are fucking growing, dude.
We're excited. Because it's 3 months. It'll be 3 months doing it now in a week. Or we'll do our start progress picks.
Yeah.
So we'll do it
then.
Oh,
fuck, man.
We'll get to see it now. Fuck, I packed on some weight, though, hey.
That's what you want, though.
I know, yeah.
You got to put.
But yeah. I think I'm going a little bit too heavy. I'll
on the cals?
I'll taper it down.
On the calzones?
On the calzone cals.
Taper it down, yeah, taper it down. But that's it. Don't panic with it, you know? Because you panic, you'll stress, and you stress with this whole weight.
I'm not worried one bit.
No, fuck that.
I'm eating plenty.
Yeah, you look good. That good.
Thanks, Chris.
I wish we had the video version of the podcast.
You look good too.
Oh, thanks.
You don't get told it enough, Chris.
I wasn't fishing for that, but thank you.
No, you deserve it.
Thank you.
It's Easter Sunday. We all deserve it.
This is my first week back training in the gym in quite some time, and it hurt me. Yeah. It hurt me like a fucker, man.
Man, that's not good. Oh, we've had some rough ones.
Yeah.
I think
the DOMs for real.
We've hit the slump more so. It's the workouts themselves have been rough, not the recovery so much.
Yeah. Need a change up in routine, maybe?
That's it.
Couple new exercises.
I changed it like a month ago, and it was a good change.
Good. Yeah, did you change the exercises? Did you change the rep range?
It was basically, it was all the exact same exercises, but we changed it from, I was doing that like 3 5s all the time, and now I'm doing like...
Big strength and size.
I'm doing 5 3s, and then 3 10s.
Oh, nice.
And then like 3 15s, a really light, like super accessory with.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Into the accessory.
I like that.
That's a good pumpy weight, that. Like,
I tell you what, though. Mm. The thing that absolutely gasses me, just destroys me, is the 3 10s.
3 10s, yeah.
Because I'm doing... If I had to do 3 10 squats...
Because it's a weight that you're doing... you can push a heavy weight for 10, but at the same time, it's a weight where, like, after 8, you're like, oh, my God.
Exactly, yeah. You're still hitting, like, this
is
tough.
Jesus.
But now, it's tough to lift, and my heart is just pumping, raising. And I've lost all my breath, and I come out of them, I'm like, I have to do 2 more of those.
I have most of my clients say that to me when we changed our rep range to 4 8s, and we stood at 4 8s for a while. We kind of went real old school with it, and the 4 8s was fine through most exercises, but see 4 8s of deadlifts?
Oof.
Dude, that shit will gas you.
Yep.
Gas you big.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it works.
Obviously.
It works, yeah.
Deadlifts, squats. Super. And then, obviously, those are the heaviest weights.
The compounds, Dude, that's good. That's good that you're fucking, that you're still at it and you're flying at it, man. Yeah. Tell me this. Have you got one barbell or 2 barbells?
1 barbell.
Right. If you ever get a second barbell, let me know, because I have a free black box barbell holder if you want it. I've tried selling it and nobody wants it. And I'm like, why do you want this? It's brand new. It's not even out of the pack.
Because no one has 2 barbells.
That's true. But you could hold other
shit. You
have
2 barbells, right? You don't need it.
Because this is what happened. I bought one with my original purchase.
Mm.
And it didn't come with the original shipment. Mm-hmm. So I seen it and immediately gone to Black Box because I was like, it'll take a bit of time for them to do this. They said, hold tight, we'll have one made and we'll send it out to you. Literally 2 days after them saying that, the original one landed.
Oh, yeah. But did you think it was the new one?
The new one. And like, then I just didn't think anything. And one day this courier landed and was like, we have this for you. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it's like, well, what am I going to do with that now? Yeah, we have plenty of barbells. We've got like 4 or 5 barbells, but I don't need another rack.
Yeah, there you go. Excellent.
So.
Fuck.
If you want it.
Oh, no, get it. Yeah. Get it sold now.
We've tried. And I've dropped that price. Like,
oh, God.
You know? If you get a barbell, let me know. Black Box are having a sale, by the way. If you ever want to go looking at
them. That's a dangerous prospect.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
You spend money so easy on those things.
Can't you?
Oh, aye.
Seriously.
We're looking to... We need to do up our little room with the gym, though.
I can't wait to come and see this little gym.
Yeah. We'll do it up first, then you come see it, I think.
Okay.
Because at the minute, it's like, we have like offcuts of carpet. That's what it's everyone's sitting on.
That's perfect.
It works, like. Yeah. It just looks awful.
Get some rubber flooring, rubber mat.
Yeah, that's where we're
at. Super cheap, like. Mm-hmm. Super cheap. Yeah,
we'll do it. It'll happen. It'll happen. Right? Yeah, like exactly. Summer is the prime time for doing all that shit.
It is.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
I
think it was food.
Food.
Yeah, I think.
Because you stretched and I was taken back by your guns. I was like, holy shit. Oh!
Speaking of guns
and food, you had a Guinness Zero.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it because I haven't had it.
It's a perfect segue into what I want to talk about, Chris.
Beautiful.
This is perfect. It's perfect. Yeah, I had a Guinness Zero last night. We went out for dinner. It was like an Easter dinner thing. It was also my parents' anniversary.
Oh, wonderful. How many years?
40.
You're joking.
Isn't that insane?
Fuck.
4-0, 40 years. They're married.
I can't even fathom getting to 40 years of age, never mind being married to someone for 40 years.
I'm petrified of turning 40 years of age.
Are you?
I think I'll just fucking die on the spot.
No, going the way you're going now, dude, you'll be fucking standing on a stage posing somewhere at 40.
Fuck off. Jesus. 40 years.
Dude, that's a long time.
It's obscene.
That's insane. It's obscene. It's just obscene. Disgusting.
I just couldn't stomach it. I had to leave. No,
I had the one non-alcoholic beer and I left.
We had a nice big meal in the West Center in Monaghan.
Good place for food, man.
I got a chili... No, a Philly cheesesteak. A chili cheese steak. Jesus Christ, it's early.
It is early.
A Philly cheesesteak. Like, it was just braised beef with cheese, onions. Peppers and onions. I have to give them credit for the bap.
Because it was like a hoagie sub.
Yeah, it was like a Subway roll, but it wasn't soft bread. It was like baguette on the outside, but super soft on the inside. And they had the little tub of beef broth just to dip it in.
Did they?
Delicious. The beef itself wasn't great. The actual innards, but the bread and the beef broth,
it was delicious. That sounds terrific.
It was terrific.
I enjoyed it. But you had a Guinness Zero with that. I haven't tried the non-alcoholic Guinness.
This one was all right.
Okay.
They poured it into... It was a glass I received, but it was a can that had been poured in.
Oh, okay.
Which obviously degrades quantity. Mm. In Belfast, you can get it.
On
out
draft.
Out of the tap.
Yeah.
And they are class.
Are they?
They are amazing. They are indistinguishable.
Can we get one when I come to Belfast?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Heart bar.
Let's do that.
We'll get wrote on zero alcohol.
I've been building our list of things we said we're going to do when I come to Belfast. And so far, we're coming to Belfast. We're eating Mexican. We're going to do a workout, podcast, eat Mexican food, watch Nick Cage movie, go bowling. And now we're getting a Guinness Zero and visiting a bookstore.
And then we're getting on the boat to Scotland.
Jesus Christ. For Taco Bell. This is a big fucking day.
Big weekend.
Big weekend of my day. Wow.
Yeah. You just have to come up twice.
I will have to come up twice. Yeah, I would like that. I would very much like that, actually.
You definitely should. Yeah.
I want to try this Guinness Zero.
Yeah, it's
from tap.
It's good.
Oh, that sounds good.
This is mine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah, it was nice, though. I like the fact that you can have like something that tastes like a proper beer.
Without having to worry about alcohol. Exactly. When you're driving or you're doing,
when you're surrounded by people who are also drinking, it just makes you feel better.
Now, do you find you had the placebo effect where you were kind of getting a little bit buzzed on?
Yeah absolutely. Yeah, not like buzz, like I'm slurring my words and I'm slipping about, but like...
Just happy, giddy kind of...
Yeah, like action. you get more involved in the conversation and, you know, making jokes and stuff because you're just part of like... It's such a social thing. I'm sitting there like everybody else with a drink in my hand.
We're social animals, dude.
Yeah, we're desperate social animals.
What did Laura have? Was Laura up? Yeah.
Hey, Laura was up. Yeah, she had cocktails, boy.
Did she?
Oh,
what cocktail is she a fan?
She had everything. She had a mojito, she had a strawberry daiquiri, and a porn star martini.
Excellent. Has she tried the espresso martini thing that I see every fucker drink nowadays?
It's funny you say that because it was recommended, but no. Geez, of course didn't try it was.
No. Is she a coffee fan?
Not kind of. Laura likes like
cold brew.
Yeah. Well, I can't see why she wouldn't like that, man. Cold brews and frappes.
No. Specifically, one type of fucking. It has to have caramel in it, basically.
Oh, like a caramel frappuccino? Latte.
Yeah, something like that.
Cold brew?
Yeah,
Nitro Surge?
Yeah. Nitro Surge Guinness?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she likes those type of things. So she probably wouldn't mind.
What'd you get for dinner?
She'd steak.
Excellent.
Medium well.
Okay.
Cooked to a fucking pure rubber. It was completely well done.
No!
Disaster.
No! What did your mommy and daddy have?
I don't know. They were at the top of the table having a fucking clue.
Oh, Jesus, right. Just, all right, okay.
Might not have eaten at all, because for all I know.
Did you have the bioculars outside?
Yeah.
Hello. I think daddy has the burger.
I know daddy, he got the fillet steak actually right enough, and his was cooked really well.
Very good.
And my brother-in-law had a fillet steak as well.
Very nice.
He asked for it medium. Cooked to a fucking rubber
again. Dude, you gotta ask for it like rare or bleeding, and you'll just get it.
That's it. Daddy asked for it medium to rare, and his was exactly medium rare, right?
Shocking.
And then, who else got one? Someone else got one and they asked for it medium and it was perfect, medium, exactly how you expect it. And then brother and I had it medium and his was just well done and you were just like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing in there. I don't know what they're doing, Chris, but they're not cooking steaks properly.
I recently have had a serious craving for a steak.
That's a hard craving to
And I know to, that it's, meat. I think it's coming. I think it's coming that I'm going to have a steak. Because I was thinking about it, like we're going to travel to Portugal. And I was just looking up like their foods and don't get me wrong, London was one thing, but London aren't really known for anything bar maybe a fish and chip. And I had a vegan fish and chip and it was fucking delicious, like indistinguishably good. And then we're looking at Portugal and we're looking at like their what they're known for, and it's like a little custard tart thing and their seafood and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to go traveling around the world and miss out on these things because I choose a vegan lifestyle purely for like performance more so than ethical. I don't give a shit about that type. Don't get no. That's how it's so bad.
I hate all the animals.
It's a nice thing to come from being vegan, but I don't like. I've said if I go back to like America and I'm gonna go to the steakhouse, I'm gonna get myself a porterhouse and I'm gonna get myself an old fashioned and I'm gonna enjoy it.
Well, like that's it. That's kind of like
you know.
There's certain things that are just worth breaking your Your
veganism.
Veganism. Or, if you want to treat like, if you're like a person who doesn't drink, you're like, I don't want to drink.
Yeah.
But there's certain things where I'll have that whiskey.
Exactly.
On that certain day. You know, there's occasions or whatever.
I can feel it coming. I can feel it inside me. And
we went to a place in Lisbon that did empanadas.
Empanadas.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right. Do you know the name of this place?
No. We'll have to review on it, so it should be there somewhere.
Okay. I'll go looking for Dee's review on empanadas.
But, it was delicious. It's not Portuguese. I think it was like, it was not Portuguese food.
No.
In Portugal, so it was delicious.
Well, that's it. Like, it's probably the strongest urge I've had yet for anything like that. I don't crave anything else.
There's not much that can meet, a steak, that flavor profile.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things you can emulate, I think, with veganism.
There is no vegan steaks.
Yeah, there's just that.
Because you can't.
Yeah, you just can't.
Exactly. You can't get that.
Someday they'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. Speaking of alcohol, though, I tried the Guinness. Heineken Silver. I'm a big Heineken fan, as you know. I love a cold bottle of Heineken. Nothing beats it. I don't think. It may be my favorite beer. I think it is. And it has to be bottle, not draft or can. It goes bottle, then can, then draft. But it has to be bottle. Bottles are just. There's something else about them. But Guinness Guinness. Heineken recently released the Heineken Silver, which I was just curious to try because it's brewed at -1°C for a crisper taste. And it actually drops the alcoholic percentage down to a 4% beer. Heineken is a 5.
Oof.
It's fine. It doesn't really taste much different than I was a bit like, maybe it's crisper. Maybe it's just, I haven't just had a Heineken in quite some time, so I don't really remember. But it's fine.
That's wild, eh?
It's nice. I had a good few of those yesterday. I might have some more this evening. I don't want them lying in the fridge for ages.
I might have a few too many.
I might just finish them off.
Yeah. Know? Oh, I'm desperate for that.
I'm off tomorrow, and you're off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you being off.
It makes a difference.
Reflects on me.
I want but you to get good and drunk tonight, Chris.
No, we're going for dinner tonight with Colin's family, so
excellent.
I might have one or two of those before I go to dinner. get a nice buzz on.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Just you absolutely slabbered over dinner.
with some espresso fucking...
Cocktails?
Cocktails. No. Can't do cocktails, dude. It's too sweet. Like, I don't want something sweet.
Like I know. I like the sweetness.
Do you?
Yeah, it feels like you're drinking juice.
Like, I don't like that.
Fart and you're like...
No! Next thing I'm laying on my hole. Yeah. No, yeah. Fuck that. Like,
that's Laura's problem. She's like, she'll have two and she's like, I'm fucking buzzing.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'm like, yeah, you just fucking fire two of them in you. Yeah. But then she'll slow down because she's like, I don't want to fucking... Mm-hmm. That would be a mess.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
But a Guinness Zero from tap and a Taco Bell... sounds like a messy toilet.
It does, actually.
Sounds like it's going to be an awful mess.
Oh God, I can't even imagine.
Do you remember we always used pre-podcast, we always would have went to Friar Tuck's for Chicken Supreme?
We got a pizza once.
Oh, that was a good
one. And we went to
Waters's was, for the chicken. Waters's chicken was always good, dude.
It was great.
We should get a pizza before our next podcast.
We should do that, but actually.
We seen the podcast in the morning, so
yeah. That's the one time we did do that. Well, we used to do podcasts in the evening all the time, actually, because I'd come after work.
Yeah. We could try it sometime that we're...
Do a midweek when I come down after work.
Yeah. Or even if you're down on a... Like some Saturday where you're down visiting folks or something.
Yeah, yeah. Saturday evening.
Yeah. Even Saturday. Because pizzerias are open from like midday.
And Domino's is so if you
wanna,
12.
Exactly. So if you want to
eat... I should know that.
If you want to eat like with your family like in the evening, if you could pack away a pizza on me first...
Don't worry about that.
Super.
Man, super. I used to be a better eater. Yeah. I don't think I'm as good eater as I used to be, but I used to be able to fucking... I'd polish off a Domino's. I wouldn't even be a meal.
Like. I don't think I'm quite the eater I was either.
But you know, you were an eater. Like
you trying to say?
I'm trying to say you were a fucking machine.
Yeah. I could
eat... Shoveling food in you.
Oh, Jesus.
I no like cutlery for Chris. Just a literal shovel.
I was like a boat.
What? How? How were you like a boat?
Shoveling, like shoveling coal into a boat.
It was like a boat. I get you. Like the Titanic.
Yeah, eventually she got a sink, you know.
I don't... I was like a boat.
Yeah, I could pack away a lot of... I can still pack away... I could easily pack away two pizzas.
Yeah.
But I couldn't feel as good as I used to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting old.
Could be.
Dude, I'm only 27. Like.
Ah, yeah, but then...
I'm 28 next
metabolism.
Week.
So you fucking are.
Yeah.
Not long.
Thanks for remembering.
It's not your fucking birthday yet, man.
Yeah.
Lad, it's because I think about it in terms of, like, I'm a month after you.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, I'm not turning 20 for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
You're
turning 28. It's a month and a week away.
On the 28th?
Holy shit.
Jeez. That's only ever going to happen once in your life. You got to do something about that, dude.
You've given me so much anxiety.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just done that. I was going to be a nice quiet
happy
day.
Happy birthday.
It's only one time that's ever going to happen.
No, that's the one.
You've got two more years then.
I got two more years and then we're going to hit 30 on the 30th.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
30 for 30 for 30.
30 for... What's no, the last
30? I don't know.
30 for 30.
But you'll do something...
I could do 30.
I seen a guy for his 36th birthday. He streamed for 36 hours.
Jesus. You could... That sounds awful.
I was going to say, you could stream for 30 hours.
Stream no, what?
Not on your birthday. That'd be no, shit.
Exactly. I'll do
I'm going to stream for 20 years.
I'll do a 30-mile run.
There you go. 30 for 30 for 30.
30 for 30 for 30.
There you go.
Yeah, Chris is 30 for 30 for 30.
And then you can have... No, we'll not do any more than that.
No.
No, it's too many. What if you can't run in 2 years, Chris?
Oh, Jesus.
That's an awful thing.
Probably can't.
Proposition.
Are you just trying to get back at me because
I... Yeah. Well, what the fuck am I going to do 28 of?
28... 28.
Which is a better number, 28?
28's a good number.
Nah, 30's better. You could round
run.
Number.
Oh, no, you can't. Yeah. Well, no, you could run 28 miles.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
You could walk 28
You want miles. Me to fucking go to the hospital on my birthday?
We could drink 27 pints of Guinness.
28?
Yeah, 28. 28 Guinness zeros, 0%, whatever the fuck it's called.
Are you... You want me to go to the hospital, eh?
Yeah. I want to try.
Jesus Christ.
I know what we could do. That. Yeah, we're going to have to think of something to do for your 28.
I'll have to do something. Mm. I didn't have to until 2 minutes ago, but now I do.
28 loaf balloons. We could play 28 races on Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's a better proposition.
Yeah, I believe
I'm coming around to that. Yeah,
we could do a 28 race Grand Prix.
There you go.
If that's a thing. I'm sure it is.
Sure,
28
sure,
seems
sure,
like
sure we could do that.
Yeah, because 28, 32, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Yeah, that's wild, hey?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast this year's flying by. Yeah. It's literally pissing away. Like it was fucking... It was New Year's, like a week ago.
It's interesting, though, because, like, New Year's feels like... It does feel like a long time ago to me now, for some reason. But at the same time, Christmas doesn't feel like that long ago, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, we're halfway to Halloween.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
We've passed.
That's what I said the other, or yeah, yesterday about something. I was like, oh yeah, like that's not for another while yet. And it's like, oh no, it's not even like 4 months away. I think it's somebody's birthday. I'm like, that's it's in the later half of the year. So yeah. I consider until we're in June, that's still half a year away.
Half a year,
even if it's in fucking August. You know what I mean?
It's mental, hey.
Shit.
It's mental. Right. I've been waiting this whole year for Nick Cage's movie to release, and now we're nearly a year.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that?
I think we're having a midlife crisis.
I think so.
Quarter life crisis? Third life crisis?
Third, I think. Quarters quarters being generous.
Well, I'm living like, for 250. Like.
Yeah.
I was saying this to Laura yesterday. We went for a little walk in Castle Sheen.
Lovely.
And obviously all the trees have been cut down. How long ago was that when they cut those trees?
They cut them the like probably...
4 or 5 years, right?
Oh, five. Maybe 6 years ago now.
There's nothing there.
I know.
Like, I don't know, did they plant more or
oh,
what?
Yeah, yeah. It's the far... they did the same with Carna, whole...
I remember Carna when we were in maybe high school.
High school, they were cutting Carna.
And they're just about back now.
Yeah, they're kind of like spruce. They're small little... Yeah. Spruces.
But I was like, I was expecting to see like little buds of trees already.
No, there's nothing in Castle Sheen.
This is what I said to Laura. I was like, I wish you could plant a tree and see it grow properly in a lifetime. Like,
you could plant a tree in your 20th birthday.
I could do that. That's a good idea. I could plant 28 trees.
Oh, you could plant 28 trees?
Yeah.
Around your garden?
No. Our garden's very small for that.
28 grand.
We have one massive tree in our garden at the moment. Yeah.
In the center?
No, just like slightly off center.
Oh, nice.
It looks good. Yeah. It's very stylistic. Yeah. No, but I could go like to some fucking, I don't know. Just go to some random field
and plant a tree.
Fuck
yeah.
up some farmer's day.
Right in the middle.
No, but did you see that that guy Bo Miles?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He did that. Mm-hmm. He planted a fucking forest in
yeah
day.
He did actually
he's
yeah.
a fucking lunatic yeah. But yeah, I'll plant 28 trees.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's a great idea.
That's never gonna happen.
Not even Home a little bit.
Promise.
Nope.
Yeah,
why don't you stream for 28 hours?
Because I haven't streamed an hour yet. I might do that. Let's see. I'm not doing any of these things probably. No. But,
give us recommendations for these.
Yeah, let us know. We have a week. Oh no, you don't have to do that because it's just
30.
Yeah, just a regular
I can
birthday.
Wait for 2 years.
Yeah,
just okay. a regular.
So you have
birthday.
A month and a bit yeah. to give your suggestions into me yeah. about what to do. 28th of for my 28th on the 28th. God damn you for bringing that up.
Apprehension.
I though. Probably would have regretted it if you brought it up a week after. It would have been worse. To
you
be
gotta
fair.
Feel. Yeah, now you feel almost an apprehension, like you have to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
It's like, kind of like your 30th when you have to do like, oh, I'm 30 now.
I've got to go skydive.
Celebrate.
Like, why the fuck got skydive?
Yeah. Out of badness, I'm gonna do it when I'm 29.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here before we got on this?
So Castle Sheen Forest being cut down.
Oh yeah. Oh, I wish you could get plant trees and see them like properly grow. Like
Castle Sheen looks awful. When it's cut like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't look great. Yeah. It's kind of, it almost would be nice if it just wasn't like brush that was left.
Yeah.
If it was green and it was kind of pleasant, if there was like a bit of wildlife yeah. going
it's
on.
It's just brush. Everywhere.
It's just dead.
Why didn't they just fuck a load of wildflowers in and they could help the bees?
This is the thing. There's actually signs up on it now. It's like, it's a working forest, if that makes any sense. So like they're actively planting trees and cutting trees.
Okay.
And so it's not really a park. It's just yeah. like, you can walk through it and that's fine, but like we're going to be cutting shit down. So
that's
watch yourself.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. We need more trees, not less trees.
We do. We need a lot more trees.
I'm going to plant 28 more trees. Don't worry about it. We're all good.
Yeah.
28
sunflowers. You could plant that. Now, that's easy.
That's a piece of piss.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Chris. Don't trivialize it.
28 lovely sunflowers
growing.
We'll
have to do something.
We've got to do something, D.
Of significance.
28. You could. Why don't I come down to your house and we take 28 penalty kicks against each other? And we'll see who has a better score at the end. We haven't played football
yeah, haven't
in so
that
long.
Years.
Yeah. No warm up.
I don't have a football or
I'll
nets.
I'll find one. And we'll make nets out of goalposts. We'll make nets
yeah.
out of jumpers.
Yeah. We'll make nets out of goalposts. That's so handy. We just have these goalposts laying around. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
Perfect.
Yeah, we never needed nets before, so yeah.
No, goalposts. We didn't. We just kick against an out window or something. Yeah.
Best job.
I don't think I have anything else to add to this episode. I think my monster is ran dry. So that usually signifies the end of me talking. What else? Have you got anything else that
I
you got up to that you want to talk about?
You know what? I don't think I do. Did you
play anything this week? I haven't played a game in so long.
Have you not? You're back off.
Mm. I was Elden Ring tipped me over the edge.
It'll
and then I got sick with COVID and I just went off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true.
But I'm really... Last week, I really considered playing The Last of Us Part 2. Again, maybe this time on grounded mode because I hear it's supposed to be quite the challenge.
Nice.
So I might try that.
I was about to play Control again.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The Ultimate Edition of it. But then, because it's Ultimate Edition, it's different from the edition that I played. So my saves don't carry over, and I'm like, I'd have to start from scratch, and that just put me off.
Just enough to say, nope.
Played a lot of Apex Legends.
Yeah, my brother's been playing that a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
It's good. It's good. Like, it's good. It's the best Battle Royale game that I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like Fortnite. And I don't like PUBG. PUBG's shit. I spent 4 hours in PUBG.
What about Warzone?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't mind Warzone, to be fair, actually. It's pretty good, too.
Warzone's okay from time to time. It's better if you have a decent squad, a decent party. Like, you
know, definitely.
You're jumping in your own. It's fucking...
Apex is a lot better for that because it's just quicker to get going.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So if you're not having a full squad, like, you can kind of just stick
it. What about Fortnite now with the no build?
No, I'm not having it. Still not? Not having it, yep.
I considered it, I'll admit.
I considered it, too. Yeah. Because I was like, the building is the thing that just tilts me.
The building was the tumor of that game. Like, yeah.
When I watch streams and I'm like...
Oh, people just building shit everywhere.
You can't understand what's happening.
I know.
Because all you see is something appearing to spawn. Wood. Fuck me.
All I see is a wooden
structure. But it's not even wood, Chris. It's the fucking blueprint.
Oh, that's
it. And
it's
half built. And you're like, and now they're jumping and they're fucking falling through things. No. No, it just needs to stop.
It does need to stop.
But I understand the appeal for other people. Like, I don't know.
I might try some Apex then.
You should give it a go. It's a good game. Yeah. It's a good game.
I'll probably take into The Last of Us Part 2 again.
Fair enough.
I was listening to the soundtrack the other day, and that's what put me in the mood for it.
That will do it.
Mm. I just really wanted,
the show as well.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Pascal.
That's it. Pedro Pascal.
I'm looking forward to it.
God, so
good. Oh, Jesus Christ. Have we talked about the Halo show yet?
Briefly, we talked about the reveal of Master Chief.
God, it's fucking awful.
I haven't watched a single
minute.
Have you watched Moon Knight?
No.
No. I'm tempted to give it a go.
Seems like, all right. Yeah. I like Oscar Isaac. So.
Yeah, so do I.
I watch, but the Halo TV show looks so fucking dog shit.
Have you watched it? No.
No, I see I get all the highlights on YouTube.
Yeah. And that's all you really need.
Every time it's just people going like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
That's all
you really need.
And apparently there's a character who's a better Master Chief than Master Chief.
Jesus. That doesn't even surprise me, dude.
Cause they obviously, they got the archetype right and then they just give it to a different fucking character. Any hoozles, I think that is about it.
Yep, that wraps up another episode of the Empty Promise Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you have enjoyed this episode. Do you want to bring us in? Do you want to bring the music in?
Is that what we do? No, you have to do like a significant ba-bum and then I'll play it.
Oh.
You get it.
This has been episode 131 of the podcast. Thank you for joining us this week. Remember, you can find all of our podcasts over on any podcast hosting service. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
You can also find the video version over at youtube.com/emptypromisepodcast. Although there's no video version for the last couple of episodes because we haven't recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we can come back to that though.
You know, makeup and all that stuff costs so much money.
Oh, I know.
The lighting.
I was thinking we could just use the GoPro for it.
Yeah. It'd be so much
simpler. See us plugging in the webcam.
That's like, people here are like kind of astounded by that, probably.
Yeah,
that's been the limiting factor. We haven't plugged in the webcam.
Yeah,
it's actually set up.
It's there. It covers the whole table. It's just.
But there's editing in it.
There's editing.
You know, we don't have a full team.
See, to find the time to do this.
Oh yeah,
it's not easy. It's a miracle that we're here today.
Yeah. I have time to play like on copious amounts of hours of Apex, but I don't have time to edit a podcast.
Oh, I don't even blame you. You know, I might not even edit this. Just stick it up raw.
Yeah.
Stick it up raw.
Didn't sound quite right, Chris.
No, it did not. But yeah, you can find all of our podcasts and other podcasts over on any podcast hosting service. Get in touch with us through our Instagram, which is Empty Promise Podcast, or Twitter, Empty Promise Podcast, or you can get in touch with us through our email, which is
EmptyPromisePodcast@gmail.com.
So good hearing that. Thank you to everybody who writes to us with questions, comments, queries. We will be answering all the backlog community questions in our next episode, actually. So we must do that. Yeah, we'll do that. And you can find us next week with the next episode 132.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Also, if you're on any of those platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, etc., leave us a review or rating. 5 stars if you're feeling kind.
If you're feeling kinky.
But anything at all
would
be appreciated.
Yeah, it helps us out tremendously with algorithms and Pythagoras' theorem.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Pythagoras.
Coming up with theorems.
But yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Empty Promise Podcast. Goodbye and God bless.
Bye-bye.